Welcome to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and TKK's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Brandon Kohlberg has been a mortgage advisor for over 14 years and is ready to assist you. Call Brandon now at 704-999-6646. Visit carolinasmortgageradio.com. And now, here is your host, Brandon Kohlberg.
Hey, and good morning. Thanks for tuning in to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. What a great week it's been. We got a great show lined up for you. We have the Regional VP of Sales with Mortgage Right, Ray Patterson. We got a lot of news for you coming at you today. A lot of new updates. Great for the Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Charlotte market with some mortgage news, which we're going to hit you with in a bit. But right now we've got Ray Patterson here. Ray, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Man, I am excited to be here.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, your background in the mortgage business and kind of how we got to this point today. So give us your background, run through it, and kind of your experience here.
Sure. Been in the industry for 11 years and started off at a LendingTree type sales call center situation. And had to just kind of be thrown in there with the wolves and, kind of learn on your own.
And it's kind of a cutthroat way to do it. You know, I mean, people go online, complete, a full blown application through LendingTree, trying to get lots of different quotes from lenders. And you're basically just picking up the phone, dialing these clients and trying to, give them the best overall deal. And of course, use your expertise just over the phone. It's more of a transactional business, but it's very cutthroat. So that's how you got your start in this business. So tell us a little bit about that real quick.
Oh, it's definitely an interesting way to start, and it's a crash course on how to learn, because you're talking to clients that typically if you haven't called them in the 30 seconds of them completing the application. Online, they've already talked to or had calls from 10 other lenders.
Right.
And so everything is about about speed when you're in that type of environment.
Yep.
The first person usually wins.
Right.
I mean, you still got to know what you're talking about, and you still got to have a competitive rate and fees.
Sure.
But if you can get to them first and you can be on the phone for a while, how many more people do they want to do that with?
Right.
So it's a good learning launch pad into the career.
You certainly learn a lot about the back end, the guidelines and how to put mortgages together, because it's more of a volume type business,
right?
And so you've got to do a lot of that type of business to really, so it is a great entry level for what the mortgage business, to learn the mortgage business.
Oh yeah, because you learn something new on every deal you do. It's kind of funny because I always say, this job can never be boring.
Right.
Because every single loan, every single buyer, every single, kind of transaction is different. And you learn something new every day.
Yep.
And so when you are in an environment where you're in front of a ton of leads and you're on the phone with somebody completely different from one to the next, and you're on the phone a lot,
right?
Over the course of 6 months, you learn a lot of different scenarios, a lot of different loan programs, a lot of different underwriting do's and don'ts,
right?
And you figure out what's going to actually work and what's not.
Yep.
So I always thought it was interesting when I first started, and you have this pipeline of loans. And you're like, oh, I'm going to close all this business. And you get excited.
Yeah.
And then you realize, half of them I should have never put in.
Yep.
Yeah. And so they'll fall out. And then the other half, maybe you're not working with the best processor, or maybe you don't have the best underwriter that's on the staff or wherever you're working. And those loans just continue to roll over. So you fall out and roll over, meaning they're pushed past the month that you thought they were going to close.
Right.
And maybe they close the next month or the month after that.
Right.
So it's a, you think that you're doing this ton of business, but then after a while you realize, I should have never put that deal in.
Yeah.
That should have been in there to begin with. And then
I could actually help the processor or maybe argue with the underwriter on how to move this one that can actually get to fruition to get there sooner.
Definitely a lot of wheel spinning, you know, yes. starting out. You know, I talk about on the show all the time about how, you know, you want to make sure, you know, if you're looking to buy a house or if you're selling a house, you absolutely need and want a team of professionals. You don't want the, you know, hiring that guy like me and you were, you know, 15, 11 mm-hmm. years ago, just starting out, not really sure about, you know, the mortgage, the back end of the mortgage business, what works, what doesn't. Obviously that's where you're at now. So take us back, you know, you're at the you know, lending tree and working your way to where you're at now. So keep going on that path.
Well, also to kind of reiterate what you were saying about working with a newer green agent is how they phrase it. At that point, you know, everything's approved. Approved. You get your stamp out.
Yep.
Approved because you want to get that other deal. Right. Yep. And that's not the best for a client that's trying to make an offer on a house that thinks they're approved.
Right. And he gets a week before closing and, you know, has the door slammed on.
Oh, wait a minute. Not so fast. And you're not closing. So, through 11 years of experience, it's definitely been helpful to have learned a lot about the ins and outs of each application and every different kind of borrower's specifics and what's going to work and what's going to not work and to kind of catch that up front sooner than later.
Right.
Starting off in that, you know, lead-based environment, the whole lending tree based environment with just the, you know, the sweatshop call center.
Yep.
And then going from that to actually hopping over to the fulfillment side, okay. where I worked at a company.
Clarify that for us.
Worked actually as a processor.
And yeah, then so as like a junior the back in the operations the back, part of the mortgage yep, business.
Cool. Back of the house.
Yep.
Right. So,
awesome.
So I did that for 3 years. Wow. So I went from sales, you know, for about 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then had an opportunity to kind of, instead of be strictly commissioned, because, you know, typically on the sales side, it's 100% commission.
Right.
To be able to be in a kind of a salary-based position plus get a bonus on production.
And learn the ins and outs of the whole business.
Which was, it's honestly something that I think that everybody in my position, your position, anybody that's originating loans at some point in their career, hopefully the earlier the better, because, you know, if you don't do it early on, you're never going to do it.
100%.
But if you have 6 months at a minimum of processing and junior underwriting experience,
yep,
it makes everything that much easier.
And not just easier, but, you know, you get an appreciation for the entire process and what, you know, your team members are going through, you know, and I've shared on the show before that, you know, when I first started, you know, about 15 years ago, not only was I originating my own loans, I had to process my own loans and I closed and funded all my own loans. I mean, so like I was doing everything but like the main underwriting, of course, that, you know, couldn't do that. But everything else from A to Z I was doing. And so, yeah, I mean, the kind of getting thrown to the wolves, but I have such a great appreciation for that looking back now that from everything that I learned from the entire mortgage industry, it's just done nothing but help me as I've grown my career since then.
Yeah, you really can't hop, skip, and jump past the experience to being able to be an actual, you know, heavy hitting producer,
right?
And for it to be sustainable.
Yep.
And so I do think that along my career path, as the ins and outs of, okay, started off again at the call base center with the lending tree leads, then went over to do the fulfillment side, processing and junior underwriting. 3 years of doing that, took another leap of faith and got back out into sales.
Yep.
Well, it wasn't in a lending tree, you know, sweatshop call center, but right. it was still an internet-based lending environment to where we were getting leads based off of Zillow and Bankrate.
Yeah.
And I was licensed in 16 states across the country. I'd go in early and work, you know, get my emails for the day going, you know, get all the prep work done. And then come 8 o'clock, start working in the East Coast. And as the day went on, worked across the country. And you know, first year back on the sales side, which was in 2012, I actually was in the top 1% of production for the country.
Wow.
So, and it had everything to do with the confidence that I had coming from the fulfillment side,
yep.
knowing what I was talking about.
Right. Knowing how to put deals together, knowing what deals would work, mm-hmm. structuring it so they would work. Yeah. Awesome.
Kind of giving that same, also that same kind of starting conversation with the client, giving them the onus of saying, hey, this is not just me doing this loan for you. This is the two of us or the three of us, however many buyers or borrowers there were, doing this loan together.
Right.
So and giving them a good set of expectations up front, letting them know exactly how the process worked, letting them know exactly what I needed from them in order to get it done in a timely manner or in the time frame that we were expecting and they were wanting.
Right.
And letting them know that this is a joint effort process. And I think that most people, whether it's anything, whether it's getting a mortgage or building a home or doing anything, yeah. if you don't have a proper set of expectations, then it's easy to get frustrated.
Yeah. And the right team behind you getting those, meeting those expectations. Mm-hmm. We got huge news coming your way. Just a few minutes. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Call us anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646, or feel free to catch us online at carolinasmortgage.com and throw us a shout on Instagram at Carolina's Mortgage. So Ray, you've got this huge background of knowledge about the industry now. Now you're really kind of getting into the street side of the sales, kind of exactly what you're mm-hmm. doing now, mm-hmm. really growing and expanding your business here locally. Which is what we both do now. Kind of walk us into that phase and kind of, you know, go from there.
So a little bit over 6 years ago, the company that I worked at was that was the internet rate board,
right?
Modeled company. Rates went up a point overnight.
Yep.
And like a lot of small lenders, they were over leveraged in the secondary market and they couldn't stomach the rise of the rates and they went out of business.
I remember those days very well. And
shaking hands, like, thank you for the money. I had a really great time and next.
Right.
And then the next place we went, I, you know, kind of a short stint at a company that was similar model. Mm-hmm. And they started kind of falling through the same sort of pattern and, same things were happening where they started charging the client for extension fees on their rate lock
mm-hmm.
when it was the underwriting and fulfillment side of the lender that I was working for fault
yeah.
for going past the rate lock.
Right. So you kind of started seeing the handwriting on the wall at that point. Yeah. And then, so, you know, you're looking out there and so you're like, hey, I need to get out of here and switch to a whole different model. Right.
This is also about to go under.
You're right.
So, before that one went, bankrupt, I, had the ability to go to a large bank.
Yep.
And then, I was working at the bank and it was my first, stab at the retail side of the business.
Right. And where you're out networking, developing relationships right. locally,
which was interesting too, because at the bank, they actually gave you those same LendingTree leads, you know,
really?
And you had some in-house leads and a lot of the guys would get, kind of caught in the rigmarole of, all right, I'm working these leads. I got to stay in the office. I got to keep pounding the phone and work these leads because if I'm not in the office and I'm not pounding these leads, then I could be losing business.
Right.
But my manager at the time sat me down and said, you know, you can keep doing what you're doing and you can do just okay and you can be kind of, you know, a slave to these LendingTree leads and just stay on the phone. And if that's what you want to do, that's fine. Right. Or if you want to change your habits and you want to change your book of business and you want to change, you know, how excited you are about work, then you need to get out in front of realtors and builders. You need to visit on, you know, builder communities and visit with the on-site agent. And you need to have at least 3 to 5 face-to-face meetings a week.
That was great advice. You should send that guy a gift card right there.
Mm-hmm,
right?
I know, right? and he said, and if you do that and a year goes by, you'll be amazed about how much business that you actually have.
Wow.
And if you don't do it, you'll still be sitting here and you'll be wishing that you did it. And so it took me a second to, you know, to actually take him up on that.
Yep.
But you know, a few months after that conversation, I just made it a, you know, I told myself this is what you're doing. And I got out of the office, and for it took me 8 months of really just hitting the pavement.
Yep.
And just going out every day for 8 months and getting in front of as many people as I could get in front of, and having as many coffee meetings and lunch meetings, and dropping by new construction communities and popping in real estate offices. And going to open houses and really just getting in front of as many people as I could possibly get in front of, and then following up with those people.
Right.
Because it's all about the follow-up.
Yep.
But continue to follow up with those people. And then as soon as you got a single loan from them, obviously that's the point where you have to do what you say you're going to do.
Right.
So, then delivering great service.
Paramount.
And then just continuing to deliver great service, continuing to get in front of people, and continuing to cultivate the relationships that I'd made. It took me 8 months to be 100% referral based and to do just as much production as when I was lead based. And it was such a better, such a more fulfilling position.
Yeah.
Because now it's personal.
100%.
You know, you're already, previously I was enjoying helping clients, but it seemed like it was more just a transaction.
Mm-hmm.
And being on the retail side of it, not only do I get to shake the client's hand at the closing because I go to all my closings, but I get to actually have referral partners to where it truly feels like we are all on the same team. It's not just the lender. It's not just the realtor or the builder or the attorney or the insurance agent or whoever. Like, you get your network and you can all celebrate the client buying their new home.
Right.
Instead of just having a transaction.
Yeah. And I can't tell you how many clients I've run into, you know, at kids' soccer games or at the grocery store, and like being a part of the community, I think is a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's it definitely adds a layer to it of self-worth, of pride, being tied into the community and providing and being, you know, responsible to our community and to our circle of people that we do business with. And so it just adds a different layer where you know, you can go online and, you know, We've done that business where, you know, if you're a homeowner, you know, you can call the online lenders, but, you know, they're not part of your community. And I love that aspect of it. So, but all that consistent hard work, you know, kind of has led you and me to team up. Huge news. So you and I have teamed up very recently in the past few weeks, teamed up and joined a company called Mortgage Right, where we're tasked with building and growing the Carolina region. You're the regional vice president of sales. I've taken the role of the Carolina's market leader. And so, we haven't known each other for a few months. But, you know, hearing your story and getting to know you over the past few months has just been phenomenal. I know, you know, the fact that we've teamed up together and bringing a whole new approach to the mortgage business and how we do things from a process standpoint, the service levels that we provide, which has been always paramount to my business. I know it's, I know it is to yours, and that's why we've teamed up. But I, you know, it's just been an amazing, couple months, you know, getting, getting teamed up with you. And I'm sure you're the same way, but man, I just, I'm so super stoked about getting, our new, way we do business out in the community, the Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Charlotte markets. And you know, it's just been phenomenal.
Well, it's been exciting for many reasons because, and I even joke around with agents when I talk about, you know, the career path and then how we got to where we are today.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, it's like I was looking for my work wife, you know, I did a little dating, some relationships were worse than others.
Right.
But they weren't exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you learned a little bit more about yourself. You learned a little bit more about the position and what it takes to be successful.
Right.
And you can't skip past any of the places that we've been before to get to where we are now.
Sometimes you don't know what you don't know. And you got to go through those phases to really find out. And a lot of people will go through their whole lives not knowing. But you and I are both on the same wavelength where, you know, very introspective as far as, hey, what am I doing right now? And how can it be better?
Mm-hmm.
How can I better serve the client?
Right.
You know, how can I provide a better service? And I think we were both on that wavelength and really thinking about, you know, how we do that. How do we become better? How do we be better? How do we provide better? And the natural progression for that was you and I teaming up and joining a company where we kind of set the barometer. You know, we're going to build out the Carolinas with exactly how we want to build it out. I think that part is super exciting.
I think it's very important for people to know the reason why we chose Mortgage Right. Because we did a ton of interviewing with other lenders.
Yep.
And there's really four main things that we're looking for when we're actually interviewing a lender for us to work for. And it's the same thing that people should interview the lender for that they want to get their mortgage with, right? So to me, you know, first and foremost, I want to make sure that we're competitive with rates and fees.
Starts there.
Starts there, right? It's an integral part. Second is the fulfillment side, which we've already talked a lot about.
Yeah, but all the back end stuff, making sure everything goes smooth.
The back end stuff. Yep. Like if you can't close a loan in a timely manner and you can't make the process smooth for the client, then it doesn't matter where your rates and fees are. It's not going to work.
Yep.
And the same works the opposite, where you can have the best process that anyone's ever seen, close a loan in 2 days, you know, or I think legally, like the maximum or the minimum amount of days that you can close a loan, I think is like seven.
Seven, technically, yeah.
So let's say you can close a loan in 7 days on every single deal. But if your rates are 3 points higher than everybody else, what does it matter? So those two have to go hand in hand.
Yep.
And then I also want there to be then I think third would be the niche products. Everybody can do the plain Jane, conventional FHA,
right.
You know, the regular loans that everybody can do.
Yep.
But it's what else can you add that can help to get certain particular clients that might not be in this little A paper box,
right?
You know, that the short, small box that the banks require them to be in because of their level of tolerance for risk. is so low. So having the niche products and then having the technology.
And just last week, you know, my whole show last Saturday was focused solely on, you know, those type of niche products and what we offer there. And, you know, for self-employed people who write off all their income, you know, we've got bank statement loans. I mean, I won't go into all that, but hey, you can check out last week's episode online. Hit us up anytime. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio, 704-999-6646. Call us if you want that episode. But yeah, so number four.
Yeah, so number four would be technology, right. and that goes in line with the online application, having stuff like, you know, the same technology to grab pay stubs and W-2s and all that other stuff,
right,
without the client actually sending it to us, which is everything that Quicken does. But right. Instead of being in Detroit, we can do all that stuff more. and we're local,
right?
So
and charging less.
Exactly. And that goes back to number one,
right?
Right. So it was very exciting to when we actually went to Birmingham, where the headquarters are based out of for Mortgage Right.
Yep.
To sit down with the three owners and to have the first 4 hours where all they discussed was fulfillment. We'd already done a little bit of, you know, testing the market as far as doing, you know, analysis on and research on where they were priced and where their fees were. So we kind of knew some of that going in. But just for them to talk to us about processing and underwriting and closing and everything in the back of the house and the timelines on that and how quick everything was and how smooth everything was for the first 4 hours of us being there,
right?
That spoke volumes to me.
Yeah, you know, going down there and being, you know, the headquarters in person was very refreshing. How they do things, you know, I won't, you know, bore the audience with, you know, my partake, but more or less how it translates to, you know, the service that we can provide. But you know, and that comes directly with the four things that you mentioned. You know, the technology. You know, we've got. I mean, technology better than anybody else in the marketplace. I know because and you know because, you know, we know the marketplace very well. We, you know, our ears are to the ground all the time. And so from a technology perspective, being able to do everything on a mobile app, you know, our clients, homeowners can literally have their own personalized mobile mortgage app, calculate payments, track their loan, do the application. I mean, all kinds of different things, and from a referral partner base, every real estate agent that we work with can have their own mortgage app within our system, which is pretty awesome. The rates and fees, you know, operate so thin that we're able to pass on so much savings to our clients. So, you know, we're consistently, you know, beating the market. That was one thing that was big for me. You know, I've been doing loans here in the Charlotte market for 15 years, and I've, you know, I think my service level is absolutely second to none. We do so many different things for the clients to make sure they have a phenomenal experience. That's always been, you know, my number one goal is to make sure that the client has a phenomenal experience. I've always kind of, you know, fashioned myself as a customer service provider that happens to do mortgages. But the things I haven't been able to offer is because I've put so much work into providing such phenomenal systems and processes designed to give the client a phenomenal experience. My company has kind of upped the rates, and so now, you know, that we've teamed up and really with the new company and Mortgage Right, we, you know, and we're running things how we want to, and we can, you know, lower those rates and still provide the same level of service I'm accustomed to providing. And that to me has been huge. And of course it's, you know, huge to, and that goes back into being a, you know, part of the community. You know, I don't want anybody to ever, you know, tell me that they got a better deal somewhere else or they got better service somewhere else. Now I really feel like we're taking over, you know, the particular marketplace by storm, just because no one's going to do the process better and no one's going to, you know, have a better deal for the client.
Right. And it is funny how, when going to Birmingham and going to the headquarters and going into their office. I mean, and this is a company that does $1.5 billion in annual production.
Been around since 2004, started by just three guys, still privately owned, which is a big deal, a veteran-owned company.
So when we go into this office, and we've been in other lenders that, you know, their offices that we were interviewing, and super flashy. I mean, it looks like you're on a,
like a
movie set,
yep. You
know, and they're excited about how flashy it is. And look at this office, look at everything we got, all, you know, artwork and whatever else. And you're trying to wow us. And that you and I are sitting there in our heads thinking the same thing, like, okay, well, this looks very expensive.
Right.
It's got to come out of somewhere. So where are your rates?
It's really funny that, because, you know, I remember the exact meeting you're talking about. And it's just a point. And again, it comes to me and you really understanding our business and really understanding how what we want and the what we want to be able to provide. So when we walked into that meeting, yeah, it was so flashy. Great office. I mean, hey, I that'll impress somebody. But unfortunately, you know that comes with a cost. And me and you are going to be the ones who pay it. Not really, because we're going to pass it on to the clients with, or the company is, with higher rates. And so, yeah. So, it was very impressive to go to headquarters and to see where they were spending their money.
Yeah. I mean, it was these guys were down to earth and they understood, you know, what they needed to spend their money on and what made sense. And it's why that they've been around for as long as they've been and gone through the different ups and downs in the market and have made it, not only made it, but have thrived.
Right.
So, you know, going in and seeing an office that just a basic cutout office with regular cubes and whatever else and nothing flashy. One of the owners, I think, had like a 2009 truck. You know,
right.
You know, so I mean, and living well below their means, and they're doing that because they're practical people, but also that they're really trying to grow, and they know that the things that are important to us are important to everybody else.
Right. Everybody buying a house. Yep. Yeah, so you're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Colbert. Call us anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. Just amazing, huge news. We've teamed up with Ray Patterson and Mortgage Right, bringing just a phenomenal mortgage experience to the Carolinas, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, Charlotte markets. Ray, kind of, you know, give us an idea of what this means, because, you know, obviously we've got a lot of, you know, homeowners and future homeowners listen to the show. Got a lot of real estate agents that listen to the show, and even a bunch of lenders, you know, listen to the show that I talk with on a regular basis. So, kind of give us a rundown. We've kind of focused on, you know, what Mortgage Right means to you and me, and how what that kind of means for the client. What does a lot of this mean to the people that we work with, such as, you know, the other financial advisors that we, you know, get referrals from and send referrals to, and specifically real estate agents?
Everything that we're excited about with what we can offer at, you know, Mortgage Right, reasons why we decided to come on and, you know, hang our hats at Mortgage Right
and decide to really build this up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they're not in our market.
Yep.
They were excited enough about us to expand in this market and to let us be the two that do it.
Yep.
And so that's a great privilege that we have. But it's also something very exciting for anybody that we work with. So what the real estate agents, not only do they get to work with us, because let's face it, I mean, that's the best thing that they can, you know, be thankful about right
100%.
There.
100%. We're the best in the business.
You know, so they can already be super thankful about that.
Right.
But now they get everything else that comes with us being at Mortgage Right.
Yep.
So we have the ability to, you know, put a loan in where we can get all of the documents from the client. We can get all of the disclosures signed. We send that file over to underwriting, and that file is conditionally approved that day or the next day. That is huge.
Really is.
And so if somebody has a very short contract to close, or let's say they made a mistake and they didn't start with us, which is always a mistake.
But always.
Let's say that they made a mistake because they just didn't know better.
We're not all perfect.
Yeah, I mean, mistakes happen. So so let's say they didn't start with us, but then something happened and they say, hey, Ray, Brandon, we need you to come to the rescue and we need you to knock this out. We can realistically and confidently, on average, close a loan in 2 weeks. And to be able to say that and to not worry about people saying, okay, you said you could do it, let's see you do it.
Right.
We can do it. So, I mean, that is such an asset for the agent that's working with us.
Right.
And I like to give the little joke because normally you have a 30-day contract, mm-hmm. because typically the sellers don't want to move out prior to 30 days.
Right.
And that's typically the shortest time frame for the contract. So I like to joke around after a couple of weeks, once we're all cleared to close and everything's done, say, hey, if anybody wants to take any last minute vacations, we have some time between now and closing. So
typically your lender forbids, you know, going on vacations, but you know, while you're in the process, but
right.
Totally cool with us.
It's fun.
We're already cleared to close.
We're already done. So, you know, it gives them a little bit of time off, a little bit stress-free. You know, you don't, the last thing you want to do as a homeowner, you know, as a first-time buyer or even a subsequent buyer, is to not have everything clear to close and wrapped up until right before you go to closing. You know, you've right. got moving trucks and everything else scheduled. You got the cable guy coming. Come on, you know?
Right.
You want all that wrapped up.
You got to have that set up when you move in. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio, the number one radio show in Rock Hill, Fort Mill. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Carolina's market leader for Mortgage Right. Got Ray Patterson here in studio, Vice President of Sales for Mortgage Right. Teamed up to take over the Charlotte market and provide the best, most phenomenal mortgage experience you could buy. So, you know, Ray, talking about from a recruiting perspective, so the loan officers in the market, obviously you and I have been doing this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Mortgage Right, and how me and you do things just on a personal basis, I think is just you know, phenomenal in this particular market. We do things just better than everybody else, and now we're, you know, teamed with a company who provides that back level of support to really you know, make it a seamless transition from start to close. You know, what do you say to other loan officers who are out there looking for, you know, a potential company to join up with?
Well, as with the, you know, the new position and with joining Mortgage Right and us joining forces and you know, bringing our expertise and, you know, along with Mortgage Right into the Carolinas, it's exciting because it's a whole nother layer,
right?
Like we've both done, you know, lending in the past and, you know, done little tiny bit of managing or had people under me. But I mean, what we can offer the, loan officer, which I think is such a silly title because what are we the officer of, right?
Right.
so the mortgage consultant.
Yeah.
What we can offer a mortgage consultant that's looking for somewhere to go is not only to be in a place that is, you know, uber competitive, but also has fantastic back of the house fulfillment, can get things done super quick, but it's also going to have great technology, and it's going to be a place that is going to be exciting. Now, you can't be, you know, that call center guy,
right?
You know, you got to be out there and be able to mingle and get in mm-hmm. front of, get in front of realtors and builders and be able to talk to people.
Be a part of the community.
You got to be able to be a part of the community and make a name for yourself. But if you're already doing that, or if you're excited about doing that, we can also offer probably one of the highest comp plans.
Yep.
And so who wouldn't want to work for a company that has one of the highest comp plans, but also has some of the best rates, fastest and smoothest fulfillment, and niche products and great technology.
So it sounds too good to be true, except for the fact that we've joined and we know now.
Yes, exactly. Right. And so it will be very exciting to grow, and it'll be exciting to build the branches, because I know that we're, you know, over the course of the next, you know, 2 to 3 years, looking to expand not only Fort Mill but Charlotte, and right. Then we'll see where, you know, what the goals are after that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I talk on the show all the time about how, you know, it all starts with a genuine care for the mm-hmm. client, and you know, that's where it starts for me. I know it's where it starts for you and your business. So that's paramount, and it kind of just goes out. You know, if you start with, hey, I have a genuine care for the client. My number one goal is to provide the client, you know, the best possible deal they can get, and provide them with the best absolute experience they can have during the mortgage process. Majority of our clients, you know, and even, you know, majority of my clients over the past decade, I hear countless times, wow, this is not like I had like my mortgage experience in the past. This mm-hmm. was completely different. And so that's what we've modeled, and just being able to provide that, and then take that concept of just genuinely caring for the client, and then really expand on that and to include the company, to include Mortgage Right, where everything is customer focused first. You know, operating, you know, the company headquarters operating so thin and having, you know, not flashy offices, that's because we care for the client. That's because the owners care for the client. They're not out, you know, spending, you know, frivolous dollars to, you know, to dress up some office that clients don't come to. We pass those savings on to the client. So being, you know, going and checking that out was just huge for me, as I know it was for you. And then being able to do all the things during the process that we like to do for our clients with, you know, helping them out, set up utilities, helping them with any moving, you know, any moving services that they may need, really just focusing on the client and what Mortgage Right allows us to do from that perspective is just huge. And then you factor in that, you know, the fact that because we operate so thin, we can not only provide such a phenomenal deal to the client, but we can also pay a great mortgage consultant their value, as opposed to going and working for a bank where, you know, the bank, you know, holds them hostage, and provides a terrible experience to the client.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's really a win-win for everybody. And that's, you know, that's been a big focus too, is, you know, how do we create real value? You know, because we do business with real estate agents. We provide service for our home buyers, and we provide for our families. How do we create win-win-win situations for all those parties? And being teamed up with Mortgage Right and you, and kind of connecting all of the things that we've already been doing, and then now that Mortgage Right does, we can kind of really bring real win-win-win situations and real value to the marketplace.
And even like current or ex bank, you know, guys and gals that are doing what we do, that have been there in those environments where the fulfillment is, it's where you're in an environment that sales and fulfillment, meaning sales versus processing and underwriting. I mean, it's really like where you're against each other.
It's a complete battle.
You're at the big bank, and the underwriters are trying to figure out a way to compliantly decline your loan.
Yep.
Versus being at a correspondent lender where everybody's doing one job, and that job is to compliantly and legally close loans. And what's the easiest way that we can get this client through to the finish line?
Right.
With doing everything the right way.
Right. And that speaks to everyone. So, you know, I mean, you know, whether you're a real estate agent, broker who wants, you know, to team up with people who are going to treat your clients right, who are going to know the ins and outs of how to get, you know, those homeowners into their new home with the most efficient, seamless most fantastic experience possible, or you're a homeowner who wants all those things, be sure you call us 704-999-6646. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg, Carolina's market leader, new Carolina's market leader for Mortgage Right, here with Ray Patterson, Vice President of Sales for Mortgage Right. Ray, I mean, it's just, it's been a phenomenal, you know, past, you know, really just month as we've put this thing together. We've had phenomenal success so far. I mean, really, we're seeing all the fruits of what we wanted to accomplish really come to fruition. We've helped already a couple dozen clients into new homes in just the past month or so. What's been the reaction? Because we go to the closings. You've been to a lot. What's been the reaction of these clients that? And keep in mind, you know, we're just getting Mortgage Right tuned up for the Carolinas. And so we're only going to get better.
Right.
But what's been the reaction from your clients at the closing table?
Well, I keep saying right because it's Mortgage Right.
Right.
But yeah, it's been fantastic. I mean, all of the clients that we've worked with just can't thank us enough for how easy that we've made it. How the entire team, even on the fulfillment side, as far as processing and closing and everybody else, like how much that they've reached out. And you know, if you take a 30-day contract, you know, and you have touches from, you know, however many times during that process and that contract, and you know, the client is walked through every step of the way, and you know, with their holding their hand, you know, and making it as easy as they possibly can through every step of the way, and then
right.
you know, and then we show up at closing on top of it. You know, it's been great. Everybody's been super receptive, and it's been very exciting. So again, like you were saying, that we're just getting started, and that's when we're, you know, still getting some of our key players in place too, to set up the processes and also to be more established in some of these other roles. We are going to get better, and it's going to get smoother and smoother, but it's already even at day one better as a process than anywhere I've been before.
Right.
So what I would say is going to be fantastic about a new loan officer or mortgage consultant looking for a place to work and for them to come over. Obviously, we're going to be very picky about who we bring over, because we want, you know, people that, you know, fit the same profile, people that, you know, his main concern is truly for the client.
Right.
But they're going to be in a role to where they can truly focus on sales.
Right. Put in a position to succeed. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's certainly, you know, the best opportunity out there. You know, what company can I go to that's going to put me in the absolute best position to succeed and not going to steal all my money?
Yeah, I've always looked at ever since I got on the retail side of the business, as soon as you're away from the leads and you're not just calling a whole bunch of, you know, the hundreds and thousands of LendingTree leads, and it doesn't really matter if somebody didn't like you or you didn't have a bad experience or, you know, right. with underwriting or whatever else, you know, it's next.
Yep.
Well, if all of your business is coming from referrals, whether it's from real estate agents or a builder or from your personal network or from anybody.
Right.
If all of your business is coming from referrals, you got to look at every single one of those deals like it could be your last, because if you mess up on it, and no one's perfect, but if right. you mess up on it, it could be the last deal that you work with whatever referral partner that sent you that lead.
Yeah. And it goes back to, you know, do I want to run a transactional business or do I want to run a relational business? And we've both chosen that for you know, years and years now. Everything we do is from a relationship standpoint. And we only continue those relationships by providing great service to the client and caring most about the home buyers that we work with and providing, you know, that making sure when a real estate agent sends us, you know, a home buyer that we take phenomenal care of them.
And it's even more, I mean, it's just as important for the guy that's doing $3 million a month in production, for the guy that's doing $500,000 a month in production, to make sure that every one of those clients is super excited.
Right. Because, yeah, whether you got one family or you got 15 in 1 month.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you can't afford, no matter where you are on the spectrum, because let's face it, the more you produce, the more you make, the more you're probably going to spend. That's right. Just your new reality, right? So you typically can't afford, no matter where you are on the spectrum, to give business away or to lose business.
I counsel clients all the time on their personal finances. Mm-hmm. And if I was going to, if I could counsel salespeople as well, as you make more money, keep your living expenses the same.
But you know, we're all Americans, and the American way is not to do that.
That's so, right.
But I would say, as somebody that's, you know, just starting out, or somebody that's a veteran, whether you do $500,000 a month in production, or you do $3 million a month in production, you can be excited about growing your business at Mortgage Right.
100%.
And the reason why you can grow is yes, rates and fees are great. Okay, that's a given. But you're going to have a phenomenal back of the house. People are going to be super excited about the process. And on top of that, you're going to have niche products that will help you win and take business that other lenders can't do.
Which is what I do all the time. I mean, I can't tell you how many calls I get. Hey, such and such deal fell through. I heard you're the guy to save it. Well, I appreciate the phone call, but why didn't you call me the first time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when you save that deal and you do a great job on that one,
yep.
Then all that leads to is, hey, I know you did a great job on this one, and this one was a sidewinder, right? This one was not an easy one, and I threw it at you pretty fast, and you still knocked it out. So because of that, this is somebody who's a layup and still needs great rates and service.
Yep.
And we want to make sure that you get an opportunity to work with them as well.
So if you are interested in any part of the real estate mortgage business, or if you need a home, need to buy a home, you're an agent, a lender, whatever it may be, and you want the best opportunity, the best experience anywhere around here, call us anytime, 704-999-6646. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, the new Carolina's market leader for Mortgage Right, here with my new partner crushing the Charlotte, Fort Mill, Rock Hill market, Ray Patterson, the Carolina's VP of sales. Ray has been phenomenal, kind of catching up our audience with what's going on, and you know, what we feel like we've got as far as just, you know, a handful of gold to give out right now, and every aspect of the real estate mortgage business. Kind of give us just a quick rundown before we sign off on your opinion of what's the market doing, what do you see it doing the rest of the year, and where do we go from here?
You know, it's interesting. At the end of last year, you know, rates had actually started dropping. And, you know, everyone was expecting the rate rise to continue.
Right.
And so when it kind of started falling off, it was, you know, started tapering off, and the rates were coming down. It was interesting. And, you know, and then we've had a little bit of up and down this year, but it's for the most part stayed pretty stagnant. And,
yeah,
you know, the great news of where we are in the country,
right,
is it's one of the best places and one of the most popular places to live and to move, for work, for
schools,
for climate. Yep. Especially like Charlotte, Fort Mill. I mean, what, you're a couple hours away from the mountains, you're a couple hours away from the beach.
True.
So it's great. And that has caused the home purchase market to be really hot. And so I always give the mentality of, the faster that you can get pre-approved, the faster that you can go out and find a home and you can go under contract could be the best deal that you're going to get. It's also one of those markets where you got to be pre-approved prior to going out.
Right.
If you're out looking at all and you're not pre-approved yet, you're doing it wrong. Right. Because by the time you go out and look at a house, see it, get excited about it, and don't have the pre-approval in hand to make an offer, most likely that place will be gone.
It is definitely a hot market. I don't see it slowing down, certainly not for our location where we're at, Charlotte, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, just slamming. Don't miss the opportunity. Call us, get pre-approved, go buy a house, or maybe you need to refinance. Call us anytime, 704-999-6646. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll catch you next Saturday. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and DKK's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Call Brandon at 704-999-6646 or visit Brandon Kohlberg online at carolinasmortgageradio.com. Join Carolina's Mortgage Radio again next Saturday morning beginning at 9 a.m. right here on WRHI FM 100.1.